Hello, it's just me at the top of what? A brand new Don't You Know Who I Am episode for those who aren't on Patreon. Yes, it is. Hey, it's me, Josh, the person who hosts this show. It's been a few years since I've been doing these ones. So what I thought I'd do, seeing we're in the lead up to the Melbourne Comedy Festival, is I'll put out the previously only behind the paywall Don't You Know Who I Am's that we recorded at Morris House, the Basement Comedy Club, of 2022 and 2023. I'm going to put these out every day of this week, and so you can enjoy them. But why am I doing this? Well, it's all promotion, baby. I'm doing this to promote my shows in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Yes, I'm doing 4 Don't You Know Who I Am's Saturdays, 3 p.m. at Morris House in the Basement Comedy Club. It's 120 Exhibition Street, so that's March 30, April 6, April 13, April 20. Tickets are at joshearl.com.au. Season pass is $65. Single show is $20. Plus, while I've got you here, I'm also doing a live stand-up show, my brand new stand-up show, Four Burners. It's not a podcast. I do have a podcast called Four Burners, but this is the stand-up show based on the same premise. It's at Tasma Terrace, which is at 4 Parliament Place. So I'm doing that April 8 to April 21, every single night at 8:35. If you buy a ticket to one of the preview shows, so that's April 8, 9 or 10, you get a free ticket to any Don't You Know Who I Am of your choice during the Comedy Festival. All you got to do is simply message me on Instagram with the name of the booking. My DMs are open, and I'll put you on the door for whatever Don't You Know Who I Am you want to go to. So hopefully you enjoy these. If you want to hear more Patreon episodes, like the Comedy Republic seasons, Catfish seasons, the Sydney and Brisbane shows I did, head over to patreon.com/dykwia. That's patreon.com/dykwia. And you've got hundreds of hours of bonus content for just $5 a month. Anyway, that's all from me. Enjoy this episode recorded live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's a real funny one. Cheers. Podcast. It's just a live show that goes up on Patreon. So who knows what they're going to say. They'll probably say rude words today. It's going to be fun. But what I'm still going to continue the tradition of finding people who share my name. And this week I did find that I share my name with a urologist in Orlando, Florida, who currently has a 4-star rating on WebMD. So it's nice to see some of us are getting some good reviews this year. Okay, so now I'm getting good reviews. Come along. Okay, what I do, if you've never been before, I get 4 very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. Let's meet them now. Our first guest shares her name with a Gold Coast doctor, but the one we have here can be seen in her show Nostalgia. Please welcome us Danielle Walker. Hi, Danielle. Sit there. I just realised I didn't do the seats properly. There we go. Sit down.
That's fine. The cord's tangled, so you did that wrong too.
That's all right.
So, all good.
It's just my luck. How you been, Danielle?
Yeah, good. I'm good. Yeah, I've got too much drinks.
Don't spill your whiskey.
No, that's good.
Oh,
it's the water. It's fine.
Do you want to put it?
Yeah, I'll put. Sorry.
Like that, and we'll put it on its side so no dogs come and piss on the grass.
Great,
okay, so
perfect.
That's.
Sorry, everybody.
Is that happen in Queensland? That you put like plastic bottles of water on the lawn so the dogs don't piss on it?
No, I had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Is that just Tasmania?
It's just an old person's thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm from Acreage. That'd cost way too much.
You'd walk around the streets and there'd just be like half empty like Coca-Cola plastic bottles on everyone's lawns full of water. It didn't work, no. Because what they thought would happen was that the sound of the water, the dog pissed on the lawn and the sound of the water bottle would be a deterrent. They'd go, oh, I don't like that, and they'd stop pissing and they'd go somewhere else.
But dogs like to piss on shit.
Yeah. They love it. It's their kink.
Sorry, this has been a real awkward start. I've just come out and go, Josh, you're weird, and I'm the only normal one, even though I don't understand what the rest of you are on about.
Hey, also joining us is a man who shares his name with an Oklahoma musician who released an album in 2019 called... What happened there, Danielle?
A hard day. I was late here and I was running the whole way and then I came in, I'm sweaty and I'll have this and then I'll be okay.
Anyway, so this person shares a name with an Oklahoma musician who released an album in 2019 called Sad Boy Summer. But the one we have here is also a musician. You can hear all about his show in Electric Dreams. It's Cameron James, everyone!
Hello,
Sad
Carol.
Boy Summer!
That's you.
Sad Boy Summer, Sad Boy Winter. Let's do it all year round.
How you doing, Cam?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
I didn't run here. No. How are you doing, Danielle? You seem fucked in the head today. Yeah. What's going on? What's going on?
I don't know really what happened. I'm so sweaty and I feel like you can see my sweat mustache.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's great. It's all good stuff.
Cam doesn't look at a girl's lips.
I'm too respectful. I look at the eyes, right in the eyes only. The eyes or the tits. They're the two things. The two things I'll look at on a woman.
Our next guest. When you type our next guest's name into Google, the related searches are Concetta Caristo age, Concetta Caristo accent, and Concetta Caristo school. Can you please welcome from her show with Ben Caution, funniest sentence, Concetta Caristo. Hey, Concetta.
Hello, darling. How are you going?
Good. Hey, let's get through this. So, age. How old?
27.
27. Accent.
What do you guys think?
A word's coming to mind, but I don't think I'm allowed to say it.
Is it beautiful?
You got it. I love how you've become a drag character. I love it.
Yes, and I love that I'm wearing a shirt that will make it really difficult for Cam to look at me.
Yes. Or really easy.
Cam did ask if he could be on a stool and you could be on a seat. So that was just...
He always does that.
It was weird.
The last time we hung out, Cameron James sat on one of those umpire seats. He like, you know, and I just sit on a footstool. So what was going? We were at dinner.
I always put a woman on a pedestal.
And don't say school, we'll leave that to the end, a bit of sizzle. Okay, finally, is a first timer to the podcast. They share their name with the director of Boat Names Australia, a company that specialises in graphic designs just for boats. Please welcome from his show, Gentle Manners, Chris Parker, everyone! Hi, Chris.
Hi.
How are you?
So good. I also share my name with an actor from EastEnders and also the guy that stole possessions off the victims during the Manchester bombings. Oh. This fame game is all about right place, right time.
Thanks for doing this, Chris.
Thanks for having me. I was here on... Well, I was a little bit late, but not as late as Danielle.
No.
Who was the latest by far.
I was very happy that all of you came a little bit. Well, I can tell you...
I was early.
Yeah. Oh, good plug. Anyway,
We look like a reboot of the Babysitter's Club.
But I was a nerd. A jock. Two cool chicks.
Two sluts.
Let's get into it. My cards are stuck together. Okay, so our first game today is called You Can Quote Me On That. Mm. Now, what I've done, I've gone through the internet and found quotes from the four of you. If you think you know who said it, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. Okay?
Oh, no, is this from, like, where people have interviewed us and stuff?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
Maybe.
Oh, no. For me, comedy, I consider myself a jester. Speaking truth to the king.
Yeah. Stand-up comedy, I think of it as stand-up poetry.
As a woman in comedy, I think, and then whatever you think. Okay, so. All right, you can't buzz in for your own ones, okay? That's the only thing. If you think you said it.
I don't know what they are.
Well, that's fun if you buzz in, okay? All right, so you get a point if you get it right, a point to the person who actually said it if you're incorrect, okay? So it's very similar to the social media round. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Question one. I just got my tits out for the boys. They hated them.
Danielle.
yes, Danielle.
Or Concetta.
No, it was Cameron
wrong.
James.
Yeah.
Wrong! That was a surprise.
You took out your own tits.
I didn't even know that. That's wild.
Yeah.
Fuck, do I get a point?
Yeah, you get a point.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. I ghostwrote that tweet.
Yeah. Yeah, that feels more like your voice than mine.
I know, yes.
Do you want to buy that tweet off me?
No. It suits you.
All right. Okay. So the guy, speaking of buying tweets, the guy tried to sell the first, like Jack's first tweet the other day. He bought it for $2.9 million, an NFT, and went to sell it and only got like $280 back. Not funny, but just funny to me.
It's almost a bag. It's almost a good night.
I'm hoping this NFT thing passes before I have to understand
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
yes, yes, yes.
We all agree.
Yes. We all hate it.
Question two. I ask you to try and find a more terrifying experience than the walk to school on casual clothes day when you're not sure you got the day right.
Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
Is that Chris Parker?
That is Chris Parker. Yes, point there for Cameron.
Thanks.
Hell yeah. Well, you would have dressed well on casual day, I reckon.
No, no, no. I really came into myself in my late 20s. But before then, it was lots of like three-quarter... these three-quarter shorts, they were called Big Kahunas.
the perfect name.
And me and my brother had matching sandals.
I can't believe a man wearing Crocs and socks on stage is not dressed well as a teen. It's really...
fashion, like comedy, is divisive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to hate coloured clothes day because my mum, she just... The way she would buy my clothes was she just would go to Suzanne Gray and buy her own clothes and then just buy me clothes in just a few sizes smaller. And so I would just walk around in like a brown below-the-knee length skirt with blue embroidery up the side and look like another teacher.
One of those long cardigans that goes down your shirts.
Because I changed it because you said Mufti Day. Is that a New Zealand term? I had never heard Mufti.
No, it's like, Mufti.
Yeah, oh, okay. Some people say that.
No, but it's out. Like we're not supposed to use it anymore.
Why?
Oh.
I don't know. But
is it?
But Gen Z told me on TikTok. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
The M word. Okay.
it is.
Question three. Hanging around a dog park without a dog like a toolie at schoolies.
Oh, Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
Conchetta Caruso.
You are correct, yes.
Yes.
Did you want to buy that tweet off me?
Yes. Can I have it as an NFT?
You may.
Hey, you love a dog park.
I do. Isn't that a great tweet? I really think that's the vibe. Like when you just go to a dog park but you don't have like your stakes in the game, you know? You don't have your chips on the board. They're a little bit like, why are you here, you know?
Yeah, I walk past a dog park on the way to the show every day and I feel like I'm looking at all the people who've just bought dogs during lockdown and all kind of standing there regretting their decisions.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, I go to a dog burn it park. Out.
I go to a dog park every day with my dog. I know... everyone in my neighbourhood, I don't know any of their fucking names. I talk to them every day.
Yeah.
But I know all their dogs' names. Yeah. I'm like, hi, Daisy. And then I like talk to the guy that I've spoken to for an hour every day.
Okay, so what if there was a guy there? Mm-hmm. So you know everyone who's there in the dog park, everyone and their dogs. Mm-hmm. What if there's a guy there and he doesn't have a dog but he comes every day? What do you think about that? Is it a toolie vibe?
Yeah, pedophile, I think.
He wants to fuck underage dogs.
He's the saddest man in the world.
Question four. I think the UFC is like The Bachelor for people who don't want to admit they love drama.
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
Oh, I see what game you're playing.
Yes, 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 like Monopoly. Anyways, whatever. I think it's you.
You think Chris? No, think, it was Danielle.
Fuck, it was between you two.
You think I know what UFC is?
he barely knows what NFT is.
Either way, I vibe with it.
Yeah, I actually love the UFC.
Is that fighting?
Yeah, it's just like, I like all the behind-the-scenes drama, you know? Like, that's what's fun about it. Like, it's just like wrestling, but it's like the stuff in the ring is real, I think.
Is the drama like, real?
Yeah, they make it up just to try and fight with each other and fuck with. But there's just other stuff I like. Like, I really like Mark Hunt, who's not in the UFC anymore.
What's his name?
Mark Hunt, yes. And he's a heavyweight, but he shouldn't be a heavyweight. He should be like 2 to 3 weight classes lower.
So would you say Mark Hunt's a heavyweight?
Yeah, I would say my cunt is a heavyweight.
Thank you, everyone. Cheers. It's been a great run. We're going to retire it.
Yeah. Awesome. So anyway, my cunt is... He's way shorter than all the other guys in his weight class, but he just likes to eat stuff and everybody else cuts weight, but he just stops eating KFC when he's cutting weight, and I love that. And one time he bought a pig and he named it Pepper and he thought it was a little pig and then it grew real big and he was like, oh, does anybody know what I can do with this pig? Online, I love that stuff. Anyway, I did a portrait of him that's in my house. I've done a portrait of my cunt that hangs in my house.
I want to buy that too. Yeah. I want that in my house.
Get it up in Mona. Okay. Question five. Our family doesn't camp, ski, bake or sew. Our vibe is much more indoors with wine and having passive wine-induced arguments with each other.
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
This seems like Chris Parker.
Yeah. It is correct. It's Chris Parker. Yes.
Now, I've only met you three times.
Hey, I just permeate that energy. When we were moving house, my mum threw the sewing machine down the stairs. She was like, oh, whoops. And she just was like, I don't want to even do it again.
I love that. Oh.
I've got no hard skills.
Next question. Question six. I heard someone say they thought horses were the hottest animals because they're so muscular. But if I was attracted to a horse, it would be because it had a great personality.
Kajetta. Kajetta. I want this to be Cameron James.
No, it's Danny Elwood.
Fuck!
That's a good one. I want that to be me as well. Yeah.
It was actually Sam Taunton who I was hearing say he thought horses were hot.
Oh.
Yeah, he was talking about how sexy he thought their muscly legs were.
Yeah.
Does that make Taunton a horse girl?
I think zebras.
Yeah, I
think zebras are hot because they're like horses, but they've just put a bit more into their appearance. That's my type.
Their legs are quite skinny. They've got no calves.
Yeah, have you looked at Sam Taunton's legs?
You're such a gym bro. That's fucking... Yeah, they skip leg day, bro.
When I saw this, I thought, an animal, not that I want to fuck any animal.
It seems you've got one in mind that you want to fuck.
We all fuck one animal, right? Why do you think I got a dog in lockdown?
So I was thinking...
Taking it to the dog park. It's finding the bushes to talk to another dog. They're like, you've got to get me out of here. He's fucking me every night. Just standing over my dog bowl jerking off.
Oh, now we know why you bought it a new vagina. Okay.
That is true. There's context to that, Chris. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Animal, I thought. Mm. Octopus.
You want to fuck an octopus?
No, but if I had to, if you said you had to fuck an
octopus. Because they're smart. Because they're smart.
Imagine that.
Is that why?
Intelligent.
It wants the mind in the body.
Yeah.
No, I'm picturing eight giant tentacles wrapped around you. Is that what you want?
Do you just want to be held?
I was just thinking, like, I don't know.
All four of us can hug you if that's what you want.
So in the show. An animal, octopus. I could live with
that's
myself.
That's so weird.
What is that?
I think a mind.
Is it the little suckers? What is it?
Maybe. I don't know, they just seem like it wouldn't hurt them.
I fucking... How?
How? How?
Explain the logic of this.
Like, where are you... Is there a hole? There's a hole, I guess.
They can get themselves out of a jar, they can kind of go underneath things, they can... Like, they're like
so
elastic.
So they can handle your cock, is what you're saying.
All I know is you have gone to an aquarium once and had this thought, really.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I thought we'd all share, but now I realise they're not going
to
share.
Well, I started to say something and then I was like, oh no, I have to finish it off now because if you were editing it and then it's in the octopus bit and then you just hear me say underneath, I've fucked in. As you talk and then it's good. But we had like an inflatable octopus pool toy when I was a kid and the seam was right on one of the tentacles. And so I'd sit in the pool and put the big head in between me and the kitchen window so Mum couldn't see. And then I'd just hump the seam. So Mum would have just seen the octopus and the waves in the pool. I reckon she knew.
Yeah, she
knew. So, yeah, same, Josh. That's relatable. Yeah.
You see, that was me putting it out to the universe and the universe responding, okay?
I am the universe.
Updating my CV surname. Updating my CV. Surname, nanny, giving name, the. Previous roles, bridal shop, current role, the nanny, skills, style, flair, being there.
Chris.
Yes, Chris.
Is this Conchita?
No, that's Cameron James.
I knew it was Cameron. I knew.
Oh, that's me. I went through a big The Nanny thing a little while ago. Oh. Rewatched it all holds up, all amazing. Got Niles to give me a cameo. Niles is on Cameo, very reasonable prices, $66 or something like that. And I just got him to give me one for my brother's birthday. I said, you know, make it 30 seconds. He sent through a 4-minute video.
Wow.
Where he just told us his origin story.
It's so crazy because I remember watching that as a kid and the dynamic between CeCe and Niles. Yeah, yeah. And I feel like it's just too complicated for a kid's mind to watch.
Yeah, yeah,
these sort of like
yeah, yeah.
sad adults. Kind
it's
of
bizarre.
Like, did they end up hooking up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spoiler
it's
alert.
Like these two...
Well, he was gay though, right?
Gay stereotypes. Yeah. 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 He's gay, she's gay, yeah. And they both fuck heaps through the show. And they hate each other. It's sexy. Yeah. It's sexy.
Cam, do you know I can do the laugh?
Go for it.
Okay. Ah, Mr. Sheffield.
Yes.
I think anyone can do it, really.
Question 8. Fact. 75% of mums in regional towns are part of pyramid schemes.
Chris.
Yes, Chris.
Danielle.
You are correct. It was Danielle, yes.
Yeah. It's just the truth.
So true.
Yeah, they just all are. There's Scentsy, there's Tupperware, there's more than that. You know, there's still Avon is still a thing, I think. I think they're just selling off the excess stock now. Yeah. It's gone off.
Yeah.
My mum was in one called Learner's World. You go around, it was educational toys. She used to drag me along and get me in the corner because I was very short, but I looked younger than I was. So she said, look at him, he can read. He's only 3. I was 5, but that's good. Question 9. My favourite Red Hot Chili Pepper song is the one that goes bow bing bang ba bonga riggy dig ding bow wow California.
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
Cameron.
That is Cameron, yes.
He's a music guy.
Yeah.
Can you do it properly?
No. I don't want to, you know, besmirch the good name and voice of Anthony Kiedis. Sorry. Sir Anthony Kiedis. But yeah, something like this. California. Something like that.
Well done.
Yeah. They're good.
Everyone's so talented.
Yeah.
The nanny, we've got Cam. Yeah. Question 10. Sucking your own dick is cheating.
Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
Conchetta.
It is true. Yes, Conchetta, yes.
And I believe that to be true still. I think everything's cheating.
Do you think jacking off is cheating?
Yep. Okay. Everything that doesn't involve me is cheating. That's the policy with my beautiful partner.
At the end of the round, the scores are Chris and Conchetta both on 1 point. Give it for those two.
Thank you.
Danielle's on 3 points. In the lead on 5 points, it's Cameron James.
Wow.
It is still anyone's game though, Cam.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So this round is called We Are Family. Now, we all have family, and sometimes that is good. And sometimes it's not so good. And this round, we're going back and we're going to meet, well, we've met them before, but the Walker family. Okay.
Does the octopus count as family? Or?
Yeah.
You've got to put 8 rings on it. Okay, so now, when Danielle's mum was pregnant, she went to a psychic who told her mother to name the child Danielle. But she also told her mother how Danielle would die.
This bit's the true bit.
But how was it? Now, only one of these is true. Okay, she told her she would die from choking on food, so Danielle's mother is so paranoid about this that she cut up Danielle's food until Danielle was 17 years old. And more often than not,
it's crazy she would that serve... we skipped over the first part of this. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
We'll go back to it.
No one asked. She just thought she'd edit it and like, oh, I know how she's going to die as well.
Yeah. And more often than not, Danielle's mum would serve Danielle soup. Okay, so there you go. Mm-hmm. B, she told her she would die at a protest, so Danielle has never been to a protest in her life. Her mother also told her if she ever saw her at a protest, her mother would murder her herself. Or C, she told her she would die in a rafting accident. This freaked out Danielle so much because when she was in Scouts, they would often go rafting, and her mum said, yes, this is why I want you to do it, so you know how to raft. And Danielle used to argue, wouldn't it be better if I never got in a raft, though? One of these is real. You can ask her as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, she wants to get it wrong, so she gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Is this psychic still operating and working?
I don't know. I remember her name was Maisie Daisy. And Mum said she was real old. But also, she didn't just say my name was going to be Danielle. She said my name was going to be Danielle Lee, which is my name.
Yeah. But so that was right.
Hang on a second.
I mean, she was right, but mum had picked the name out.
Oh.
But also, so she guessed it. That's where this comes into why my mum takes so much heed in
it.
When did your mum break the news to you about how you were going to die?
When I was about, six or seven.
Did she say why?
It wasn't how I was going to die as much as,
this
is how she has predicted that you could die, so we're going to be careful.
How do you feel about that?
I'm careful.
I'm just gobsmacked at this. Does this person have an ABN? How the fuck do they even? How are they legally allowed to work like this?
I think it was cash only.
She's loving her job, spooking a whole bunch of expectant mothers, being like, I know how that kid's going to fucking die. Anyway, enjoy it.
Okay, so presuming it's the food one, mm-hmm. Do you still chop up your food incredibly small to this day, or have you gotten through that fear of choking?
Well, so I got over cutting everything up really small, but my granddad would always also eat peanuts every night when he was watching TV, and so I'd chew a lot. So he told me you got to chew 1,000 times before you swallow. And so I usually do that a lot. Stop it. I can see it in your eyes.
Nothing.
What did you want to say?
Nothing. So, okay. No, good. Move on. So you chew a lot. Okay.
Presuming I swallow.
Presuming it's rafting. Have you been rafting?
Yeah, when I was in Scouts, which is...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she would make... And I would be like...
Did you have to explain to anyone why you couldn't go on a raft at all? Like, did you explain to any of the other
Scouts? No, Mum would push me to go on the raft. She wanted me to learn, so we'd do it in the drought, so it'd be sort of in the shallow water when it was quite stagnant.
You practiced?
She would make us practice, which is also weird because in Scouts you have to build your own raft. And I don't know if that's the trustworthy one, you know? We would have to build our own raft, you know, square lashings, all that sort of thing, sheepshank. Reef knot, clove hitch.
And then practice rafting in shallow water.
Yeah.
Like what body of water is that?
Bluewater Creek.
Oh.
North Queensland.
How deep are we talking?
Well, in the dry season.
We're talking centimetres.
No. It's sort of like the water's stagnant, but there's still deep areas.
Okay.
So in some areas it would be it peters off with the sand bank there. So you start with about a mil.
You're getting lost in the details. I feel like that's part of the distraction of this game is all the details about mills of water.
Yeah.
I know I've done this game a million times, but each time I do it, I get confused. So is what happening? So there's three different options and one is true and the two are lies. And Danielle, you are justifying each one like it's true.
Yes.
So you are lying right now.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Some of them.
There's the card if you want to read what they were.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I thought the protesting one's interesting because I feel like we in the arts, we were a lot of lefties, people who love to protest and stuff. So does that have to come up, you being like, I can't protest?
Well, that was the thing with growing up in Townsville was I didn't understand I didn't know what a protest was. So I didn't understand why it was being brought up.
Right.
Because we don't really have... Protests.
It's
like we have Anzac Day parade.
You couldn't protest that, really.
No, definitely not in.
Stop playing the last post.
Yeah.
Boring. What the fuck? So have you never been to a protest?
No.
Me neither, because I'm afraid I'm going to get murdered there. That's my excuse.
Did your mum see a psychic?
Your psychic's mum told me.
Do you get nervous when there's a protest happening in the town that you're at the time, anti-mandate protest?
Oh, I mean, last time...
Because if you were going to get murdered at one, it would be at an anti-mandate protest.
That's last time I was in Melbourne. I got dropped off. The Uber couldn't drive me all the way to the hotel because there was an anti-mask protest happening and I freaked out because I had to walk through it to get home. So actually, I have been to a protest. I lied just then.
Shit.
Caught me out.
Shit. I hate this game.
Well, okay,
no
let's get it over with. Let's get it over with. What do you think? A, B, or C? We'll go with Chris first.
I'm going to go with rafting.
You're going to go rafting. So C, rafting. Conchetta.
I guess I'll go with food.
Food, which is A. And Cameron.
I'm going to go with food as well.
Okay, the correct answer was B. She will die in a protest.
No!
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
At a protest.
Yeah, that's why Mum didn't like it when I moved to London. She thought I was going to get murdered. Also, she watched a lot of A Current Affair, so there was other stuff as well meshed
in
with that.
That's such a, like, 60s attitude. Like, you're going to die at a protest. The riot squad are going to shoot you or whatever the fuck. That's so funny. And so do you believe that it's possible?
Yeah, I haven't been to a protest because Mum also, if she does see that I've been at one... Mm. She, like, genuinely will scream at me. Like, I know she's told me on multiple occasions, if I ever hear that you've gone to a protest, I'll never talk to you again.
Good to know if we do see you at one, we're like, she really wants to be there. Yeah. Like, she believes in the cause.
That's why I put the mask on at the anti-mask protest for multiple... I was like, I'm scared of you guys about the mask, but I'm more scared of my mum seeing a photo of me.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Conchetta and Crystal on 1 point, Cameron's on 5 points, and now on the lead on 6 points, it's Danielle Walker.
Wow.
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 Wow. Wow. Wow.
Okay, wow.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, I'll read out a fact about someone on the panel. If you think it's true, you'll say yeah. If it's a lie, you can say nah. You can ask them any question you want, but bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong, so they get your point. So to Danielle. Now, Conchetta and her partner, Ben, who you know.
Yes. Shit, she's going to get
this.
He's
up the back looking after our bags.
Have this running bit in their relationship where he pretends her breasts are his glasses.
Yes.
He sticks his nose between them, picks her up and says, have you seen my glasses?
Yes.
Yeah or nah? Ask her questions.
Well, I know the answer to this. So,
but please ask questions to these lovely people.
Okay, well, just for fun then.
Yeah.
What time of day do you usually do this?
What time of day? Any time of day. Anytime he needs to see something or read something, he'll be like, where's my glasses?
And does Ben wear glasses?
No. You can just pretend. You can just do whatever you
and
want.
And does he, because he's got quite a narrow head. That's another thing I know about Ben.
Yes.
Does he sort of pull them in to line
you
them up?
You better believe it. And this isn't just for us to do. Any of you can do this. It's incredible. Men, do you know this, that tits can fit in your eye sockets and it feels sensational for
Has
both
he ever
parties.
Gone, oh, they're a bit dirty.
Yeah. He does this thing. Then they become binoculars and he starts doing this for focus.
Conchetta, you're trying to be convincing everybody that of the opposite, the wrong answer.
What? We don't do this. I don't care. I like to be truthful. I don't like to lie.
It's true.
It is true. Yeah, yeah. Point there for Danielle.
And Cam didn't look at her tits once during that.
I got my one in during that.
She brought it up.
Yeah.
Fun games. Okay, point there for Danielle.
I know. Thank you.
I'm married.
I know that. You should do that with Alex. You really should.
I'm going to. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, now to Conchetta. Now, when Cameron was 9 years old...
Aww.
His dad took the family to the Newcastle show. And while they were there, they were in the animal enclosure when a pig sprayed shit all over Cam, ruining his clothes. Cam was horrified, but his dad refused to take him home. Instead, he bought him an oversized T-shirt and Cam had to walk around the rest of the show just wearing the oversized T-shirt. Yeah or nah?
This is fun, Cameron. Cameron, my first question is, why did your dad refuse to take you on? Was it at the beginning of the show? Had you just gotten there or what?
No. We'd been there for like half a day. My dad's just he's that kind of guy. I'm with my brothers and stuff. He's like, no, we're here. We're doing it. We just buy you a new shirt. Done.
Was it stinky?
Oh, yeah. Was shit stinky? Yeah. I don't know what your shits are like.
No. I just love shit stories. I never get sick of them. No, because the other day I was talking to Mike Goldstein and his cat, like, has diarrhea so much. Like, he has, every time I see him, he's like... Oh, her name's, it's really un-PC. Her name's LaShonda, the cat. Like, I don't think you can, that's like, what? Anyway, so LaShonda has diarrhea, like, a lot. And he said that the other day she, like, He was on the. He was. He had the cat on the bench and was trying to wipe it, and she just squirted shit like everywhere. And so you're saying that same thing's happened with a pee.
Well, it didn't. It wasn't like a spray of diarrhea coming out. It's like, there was just shit and mud and piss all underneath it in the pen.
Yeah.
And I was like patting it, and then it like flopped down and just splashed like a wave of shit.
Like a pig and shit.
Yeah. A wave of it. Like.
And were you ridiculed by the family?
My family? Yeah. I was the eldest brother, so not really.
So they respected
you. They loved it. My little brother started doing it too.
Can I ask a question?
I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the rules are mainly that she gets to talk.
You can ask.
Like, at the show they don't really usually have just a plain t-shirt. Did you have to have a novelty t-shirt of something?
Oh, it wasn't a novelty shirt. It was just like a shirt that said Newcastle Show.
Oh, okay.
I wish it was something funny like I'm with Stupid or...
the Matrix or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, like The Matrix. That's a great visual gag that the people at home won't understand. Yeah.
Cam's wearing a Matrix
t-shirt. No. I'm not. I wish I was.
Okay, I have to. I feel like we all in the room want this to be true.
You gonna say yeah?
So I want to say yeah. Don't say no. Nah. Don't.
It is not true. This is not a true story.
I'm so sorry. I hate lying to you.
We are good friends.
I know, I hate lying to you, but that was good, right? That was
Yes. Amazing.
That was pretty solid acting.
No, but usually
acting.
When people lie, there's like a figment of truth. So was there ever a Newcastle show?
Yeah, there was a show.
It was a pig, but he fucked it. You know, it's bad.
That's how I got shit on me.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I don't know. I'm running with your thing.
I regretted it.
No, I felt bad lying to your faces, thinking Cheddar, but also part of me was like, if there's any casting directors here, that was pretty solid dramatic acting. And I even turned down the opportunity there to have a funny T-shirt.
Yeah.
That's solid shit, right?
Yeah, that was,
that
really
was the
good.
That was honestly the turning
what,
point.
What about the what about the writing of it, though? The writing was pretty good,
too. The writing was really good. Give it up for Josh for writing.
Josh!
We must thank our writers. Writers Guild, we must thank our writers.
Yes.
Anyone out there with a TV show they need writers for?
But you don't watch their part of the Oscars, though, do you?
No.
I mean, it's not televised mostly. I mean, they should get the writers and directors get their own untelevised one. And the stars.
The stars, Holly.
The stars. We get televised.
Did you go to the show? Did you go to the Newcastle
the Oscars?
Show?
Yes.
Were you there?
I was there with Will during the break, being like, dude, why'd you do that? I went to the Newcastle show a bunch of times. I touched my first boob at the Newcastle show. Last year, and I went to the Sydney show a few times as well. We travelled down to Sydney for it. Yeah, love it. I love animals. I love rides. I love show bags.
You love a Dagwood dog and a hot jam donut. Yeah. Love it. All right. Now.
Anyway, sorry. Go on.
No, what else do you love? We want to know.
My friends, my family, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
All right, to Cam. Now, Chris worked as a mall Santa for 2 years in a row. The first year his elf was this weird guy who kept on telling Chris he wasn't big enough to play Santa Claus and that he should play Santa, the elf. Mm-hmm. The following year, the elf was no longer working at the mall, but one day he came in and yelled at Chris saying he's still too small to play Santa and that he, the ex-elf, put on 15 kilos that year and the company still turned him down for the role. Yeah or nah?
2 years in a row?
2 years. Westfield, Riccarton.
Okay, how old were you during those years?
It was straight after drama school. Mm-hmm. I was loving my degree and I was 20. I was 22.
Okay, 22, 23.
23.
And did you, how long were these shifts? How long are you?
It was such good money. It was $27 an hour, but you'd only do a maximum of 3 hours. Mm. But I did do a 6-hour shift in Porirua and I walked out thinking I was the man himself. Like I fully lost my mind. And you start in November. And no one wants their Santa photo in November. And I used to sit in my chair with like this fan blowing at me and I'd watch the sun move across the floor. And when it hit a certain tile, I knew 3 hours had been.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Like when it hit a tile. Okay. And your elf buddy,
Brian.
What was his name?
Brian.
Brian. Okay. Was he taller than you?
He was. He'd worked there for a little bit longer than I. He'd done it like as an elf before, and then I was this hot new like young drama school grad coming in and got the lead role.
It's like 5 feet from stardom or something. Like yeah. He's like a backing singer. And what, he was trying to work his way up to Santa?
Yeah, I think he felt like he could do it. But obviously, they picked up on his vibe that he had a bit of a short temper. Mm-hmm. And they often don't like... that's why they cast younger as well for Santa, because you often hear that the older guys expire after 3 hours and get a bit short with the kids. I replaced a guy at Harvey Norman as well because they said he looked too unhealthy in all the photos. Okay. A great way to ruin the magic of Christmas is actually working as a mall Santa.
I have a question about when Brian came back. So this is a year later. So the first year he's
second year I'm doing it.
The whole time complaining to you. He's your elf, and he's like, "Fuck you, man."
His job was like bringing the kids in and getting them on my. Well, they don't sit on your lap anymore. Too many pedophiles out there. So they sit on little stools beside you.
It's really sad.
The pedophiles ruined the Santa game. What can I say?
So they'd sit next to him. But he would be jealous. And then a year later, he comes. Well,
from what I gather, he wanted to... he had applied for the job as a Santa. Okay. And they didn't put him as a Santa.
And so he quit. He said, "I'm not even going to be an elf."
Yeah,
and he just showed up to heckle
this
you.
Whole system's fucked. They're all lying to you kids. He's in the real Santa.
By the way, did you get told that it was the real Santa when you were a kid and you went to these things?
Yes. Yeah, it's sort of a weird lie. It sort of works for the kids. And then sometimes they tell them that there's Santa. Oh, if anyone's out there who does believe in it, I'm so sorry.
Wake up.
Or sometimes you get told it's like Santa's helper.
That's what we got.
And at that point, you're like pushing the lie. The kids are like, I'm holding into this just for the presents.
That's what we got told. It was Santa's helper or someone that represented Santa, and there was a community of people that represented Santa.
Yeah. And now I tell people it's a sad, closeted drama school graduate who's just trying to get out of his hometown.
What did he say when he came back and heckled you two?
It wasn't so much a heckle, but he was kind of standing at the, The velvet rope.
Like a nightclub.
Yeah. Kind of eyeing me down a little bit. And I, to be honest, didn't fully recognise him at first because the job's only a month.
Yeah.
And then he just sort of started chipping away at me and asking just weird questions. There were sort of kids around, so I don't fully it wasn't a yell, but there was security involved.
Interesting.
But in the way that mad people are. The experience is not like it is in the movies. It's more than being fucking you've yet, Santa, sort of whispering under his breath. It's a miracle I'm alive today.
All right. I think I know.
What are you locking in?
I think for me that was a really wonderful performance from a drama graduate. And I think that's a lie.
You are correct, that was a lie. Oh,
yes. A half truth.
Yeah?
I was a mall Santa.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, it's not great. It's not great. It was okay.
Yeah. I love that. I felt like I was fucking in a movie.
It was honestly high pressure. And I was more just remembering the good times. And then whenever the lie came up, I was like, I can't be bothered. I've had enough lies in my life.
For future players, I don't normally give first timers lies to tell. But when Chris put that he went to drama school, I went, he can handle this. You were great. All right, now to Chris. When Danielle was a child, her favourite film was Andre the Seal.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
And she had her mum tape it from the TV for her. On the tape, though, at the start of the film, was an episode of 60 Minutes about a gruesome murder. So every time Danielle went to watch Andre the Seal, she would end up watching this murder program first. Yeah or nah? Asking for
it. Okay, how many times would you have watched... I used to watch VHS all the time.
Yeah, it was my favourite movie. I reckon I watched it 3 to 4 times a week.
Yeah, great. So you'd know the details of every part of the murder.
Yeah, it was. Also, Mum didn't tape it because she loved the murder.
No, it was just on.
That was recorded because it was a family friend who'd been murdered. So I just want to.
Yeah, no, yeah, great. No, actually, really important to flag. first of all, I am so sorry.
I didn't know him.
Okay.
Okay. Are you okay, Kev?
Funny that it was a family friend's been murdered and your mum's like, well, we better watch that.
Oh, bloody hell, he's got on the telly.
Famous.
Can I... How was he murdered?
He was shot in the back of the head.
Fucking hell.
By who?
By his partner while he was bathing his child.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, I mean, I probably should have thought this through before I sent it through to Josh.
Would you ever fast forward to get to the movie? Like you thought, oh, fuck, I know
the
story.
Well, the thing is, like, I'd asked Mum where the thing was because she didn't write Andre on the side. It was labelled with respect.
to Andre.
Yeah, and so she would come pop it on and then, like, she'd sit down and then watch it with me, the star, and cry. And then we'd watch it and I'd be like...
Three times a week.
Come on, Andre! Yeah.
I actually don't think I can handle another question. Like, it's so fucking bleak. It's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I named my first dog Andre, so...
Because I don't even think the movie's kind of worth it after all of that, you know?
Have you seen Andre?
Yeah, like once.
It's pretty good.
I'm going to say this is... I hope it's true, because if she's made this up, yeah, you're fucked.
Chris, this is a true story. Yeah, it's true, yes.
My God.
Fucking hell.
Oh, my God.
No, it was like... I think it taught me how to do dark comedy.
Yeah.
You start with the death and you lighten it. You know, like the opening scene in Andre is she's marrying a pigeon to a chicken, you know?
But the opening scene that you know is family friend being shot in the head.
Yeah, yeah, that is.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, thanks for bringing it back up, Cam. We were happy at the end talking about pigeons and chickens.
Oh,
so, yeah?
My God.
Oh, fuck. Mum, I hope Mum doesn't listen to this.
Hey, it's not going... Unless she's a Patreon subscriber, she can't hear it.
Oh, perfect. She's not. She would... she's not spending any money on podcasts. No, no, no.
Oh, my God. I had a full body reaction to that. Fucking hell.
Very...
By the way, I watched Danielle's show the other night and it's full of great stories about her family. You should all go check it out. Honestly, I didn't think I could be shocked anymore.
Yeah.
Well, last night in my show, because I was in the backstage, but my backstage is tiny, and my audience were coming in and there were people in the front row talking about how they watched your show and how great your show was. And they said they saw the show because they heard you on my thing and it was surprising how nostalgic, or not, I know it's called nostalgic, but how lovely your show was.
Oh,
and
that's
I was sitting
yeah.
in the wings going, oh,
thank you.
Well, I was like, they better fucking like my show. Like, that's a lot to live up to now. All right, so if you do come and see my show, don't talk about me before the show because I'm right there and I can hear everything you say. Yeah,
talk about me.
Yeah.
Stress him out. I hope it better be as good.
At the end of that round, the scores are Conchetta, you're on 1 point still.
Thank
Chris,
you.
You're now on 2 points. But on
double
7 points,
score.
Danielle and Cameron, it's a tie on 7 points. All right. This is our final round. It's called Who, 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 Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about you four. If you think you know who it's about, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. Here we go. Who here as a child would get locked in the laundry every time they would have a temper tantrum?
Conchetta.
Cameron.
Yes, Conchetta.
Danielle.
No, it was Chris.
Oh.
I thought, wacky family, it'll be Danielle.
My family, we just yell. We don't call it a tantrum. We just call it normal.
It's because I started biting my siblings and they got a bit scared. Lock them up!
Are you youngest? Are you the youngest?
Third, middle child.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Third, middle child.
Well, we share middle spot. There's two and three. There's four of us.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
So you're it's your middle child and you're sharing that spot as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that sucks even more.
That's so
no
bad.
Wonder you're biting these little fuckers.
That's why I'm gay, because I had to get some attention somehow, you know. Get a bit of cut through in the family.
And you're the oldest. You're the oldest, Conchetta?
I'm the oldest.
Oldest, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say, yeah, real eldest sibling
yeah,
vibes.
Yeah, fucking alphaing the show,
all
eh?
This, all this confidence, and then the middle child's on the end. Yeah.
We'll take what we can get.
Yeah. Question two. Who, while pet sitting for a friend, came home to find a pigeon in the house and it really freaked them out?
Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
Conchetta?
Yes, it was, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. It was when I was in Melbourne for Mr. Mike Goldstein with the diarrhea cat. And already I hate pet sitting because, the second I'm doing it, I'm like, they're going to die. Something's going to happen. Something's going to wrong. It's like too much responsibility. And, you know, every time I would tell it to someone, I'd run home from a gig. I'd be like, I've got to go. Sorry, there's cats. Like, what if they die if I'm not there? And they're like, come on, Kachetta, what's the worst thing that could happen? My first night coming home after a gig late, I just came in. I was so ready to go to bed. It's like after midnight. And I'm going to walk to my bed, to the bed. And I just, like, glance up and I see a pigeon. But it is very dark, so I'm like, I thought it was like a statue. It wasn't moving. And I was like, Mike has great taste. Because he had a little gnome in his bedroom on the, like, thing. Anyway, so I just glanced at it. And then I looked again, and it, like, went... And I was like, no. I had no idea what to do. What do you do if there's a live pigeon?
Well, what
and
did you do? How do you get the fucking...
Doesn't the cat get it?
That's what everyone was freaking out about. I don't know. I was happy to let it chill.
What?
And, like, go to sleep with it because I trusted it. I was like, he's chill, I'm tired. And Lauren messaged me and she was like, no, Conchetta, the cats are going to fucking rip that to shreds. No, no, but you have to understand, Mikey is like a tall ceiling, so it was up there. They didn't give a fuck. Anyway, so I spent like 20 minutes trying to get this pigeon. I had to like find the, and I didn't know what to tell Mike. I'm like, I'm going to get in trouble. And so I'm trying to get the pigeon and it's too high, it won't go out the window. Then I have to call Mike and I'm so ready for him to be upset, but he just starts laughing. So hard at me, and then he's like, come on, we'll get like some. And so then he got Nick Kappa had to come by. Then we, that was another half an hour of like trying to get this pigeon, and I have it all on film. You should put this on Patreon. You put it on Patreon. Yeah. Anyways, and so the only way we got it out is because it kept going away. Like, there's windows and then it was above on a ledge, so we turned the lights off. And then because there's lights outside, the pigeon, like, went to the window, genius. Ugh. And then I got a...
BB gun.
Blank.
And got it in the head.
Yeah, I shot it in the back of the head. No.
Andre style.
Oh, with respect.
No, I caught it with a blanket and released it. And c'est la vie. That's what happened.
Oh, my God.
Oh man, I like this show. All right, question three. Who was so scared of the Pearl Jam song Last Kiss they didn't listen to the radio for an entire year?
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
Please be Cameron.
No, it was Danielle.
Oh my god, I don't know Danielle at all.
It's a dark song.
Yeah, I would just be lying in my room. I listen to the radio every night before I go to bed, and it would ease me off. And then if it started up, and then that man would go, Oh, air, would my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good.
So I can see my baby when I leave this world.
Anyway, terrifying. Yes. Oh.
Very dark song.
Yeah, especially if you watch the documentary about your best family friend being shot in the back of the head.
Death obsession comes with.
<Say so. laughs>
I don't know, maybe that VHS you watch three times a week.
Yeah, I didn't like it, but so I listened to, I put the Bucko and Champs All Aussie Christmas Carols on, and I listened to that every night for a year until they stopped playing that on the radio. And that's when my favourite song off that was weird too, because it was Santa Never Made It Into Darwin.
Oh, about
which was a song about Cyclone Tracy. Yeah.
Can you guys sing that one together?
Yeah. Christmas Eve, 74. A warning shouted out. It was great. There's a bit, the boats were found upon the rocks, soaring huge seas overturned. Santa never made it into Darwin.
Fucking hell.
Disaster struck at dawn on Christmas Day. Beautiful.
That was great.
Hey, play that to make yourself feel better.
Conchetta.
Yeah.
I think I found your next lip sync battle song.
Why that's what I'll do.
Question four. Whose neighbours have super loud sex and one time the other neighbour just yelled out the window, shut up, you freaks, with your fake orgasms, you losers.
Chris.
Danny.
Is that Cam?
No, that is Conchetta. Oh. Yes.
Guys, it is so funny. I live in an apartment of like six people and there's this woman who shrieks when she has sex. Like, obviously we want to hear women getting it, but not like that. Anyways, and so I was like, I was happy this woman was shouting, but it's this crazy British Danish woman, and she and it was deathly silent, so it stopped. So I think they were shouting back at each other, and then they the other lady stopped shouting back, and this one kept shouting. And the funniest quotable line is she was like, "Fake orgasm, weirdo," and she kept saying that, "Fake orgasm, loser," like just shouting it. It was so Ben and I were dying, but like quiet.
Ben wanted to have a look, so he got your tits on his eyes. We're like, "Oh, Ben, I can't see it."
Yes.
Let's have a proper look.
Yeah. Is this the hoarder lady who won't let you put shoes in the corridor but fills it with her shit?
No, there's been movement in the apartment, Danielle. Okay, we must catch up.
Question five: Who in year 11 was on drugs at a music festival and they ran into their teacher who was also clearly on drugs at the music festival?
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Cameron James.
It was Cameron James. Yes, you are right. Yes. Yeah.
That is true. That was the first time I ever tried a pill, and I went to the techno tent. The presets were playing. I don't know if you guys remember the presets. And we were, like, dancing, and then my PE teacher was just there with his shirt off and, like, fluoro zinc all over his face and stuff. And he was, like, clearly fucked up as well, and he was like, "Oh, hey man, hey," and I was like, "Hey man, hey," and then we just never spoke again.
See, Josh did you dirty with that when he said music teacher, because I went music Cameron. If he had said PE, I would have been like,
"No, it was my PE teacher."
She's got the short pants.
Yeah. I thought
it was my PE teacher, Mr. Williams, who I think would have only been 22, but he seemed so much older. But now I should fucking hang out with him. Yeah.
Seems cool.
Yeah.
Whose first job was sweeping the leaves out of the front of the bank?
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
Chris.
Yes, it was. Yes,
Yay!
Point of yes.
I like that job because I felt like Oliver Twist.
Yeah.
I got $10 and I'd get it out of a little lockbox every day. And I kept that job for honestly 5 years.
What?
How often do you have
and
to
And I
sweep?
Saved that money. No, I didn't. I spent it on alcohol.
How often do you have to sweep?
Once a week.
Once a week.
My dad would watch me in the car and go, "Put your back into it! Sweep like a real man!"
And you'd go home and bite your brothers.
Get locked up in the laundry. No.
Who here hates it when people in the line for gelato only get a tiny cup?
Well, everyone in this fucking panel, I guess.
Who's on record of saying
Cameron, I'll say Conchetta.
You are correct, yes.
Yes. I've gotten ice cream with Conchetta. When we got ice cream at Movie World together, I got so angry that day because the guy in front of me got cookie dough flavoured ice cream and cookies and cream ice cream.
Oh my God.
And it fucking made me so angry.
Yeah. Have a fucking biscuit, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And a glass of cream. Get out of here.
Well, I get similarly angry in sweet shops, but I know you have a lot of strong opinions about like sweets and desserts and stuff like that.
Yes, yes, and my passion, and people who know me closely know that my favourite dessert is a warm chocolate chip biscuit and a cold glass of milk.
You should have been Santa at the fucking mall.
Fucking Nigella Lawson over here.
I simply have to indulge in a warm biscuit.
Yeah, not everything.
A cold glass of milk.
Not everything has to be horny, you know. Like it can have nice things.
Anyways, that's all I'll say. Move it on.
Next question: who here once had to perform comedy after a slideshow of deceased people?
Chris, I'm going to guess Danielle.
Yeah. No, you would think, but it was actually Cameron Jones.
Wow. That was me. I got booked to do a Black Dog depression benefit. And before they brought me on to do 20 minutes of stand-up, the lady went, "Let's have a look at all the people that we've lost this year," and played a slideshow. And then all these dead people. I was side of stage, like, rattling through my head, like, what can I do to open? So and it ended, by the way, with her telling a story about how her brother had passed away due to depression. And so I got out there and I was like, "Beautiful story about your brother. That was beautiful. Families are crazy. My nan's crazy."
Perfect.
And our final question for the game: whose mum's rum balls are so strong that their auntie once got done for drink driving on the way home from Christmas?
Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
Danielle Walker.
It was Danielle Walker,
yes.
Mum does one for each of the 12 reindeer and then one for herself. That's what she does when she's doing it. Yeah, you can't... I don't think you can legally give them to children.
Isn't it supposed to cook out in a rumble?
You don't cook a rumble.
Just pour rum in it to make it stick together.
Our mum's rumbles are made with dried fruit, wheat bix, condensed milk.
I love
They're
that
actually
you close
pretty
your eyes
tasty.
Every time you tell a story. You're like, where... Let's go
I'm
back.
Going
Let's
back.
Try yeah. and get through these repressed memories.
And then rum.
And a shot of rum.
Yeah. Well, 12. Yeah. 13. 12. And then one for her.
Does she include Rudolph?
How many reindeer is there?
I think there's like...
Mum just goes off. She goes. She starts making names up.
By nine, just keep going.
Yeah. She'll
Rufus.
All right. At the end of the game, the scores are Conchita Caruso on 0 points.
Oh my
Congratulations.
God! So badly.
Thank you.
Chris Parker also on 0 points.
Wow.
Wow. Good work.
Danielle Walker on 8 points, but a winner on 10 points is coming
down. Wow.
I didn't know you could go down in this game.
For a while there, Conchita was on -1. I was like, yeah.